Live and local.
Live and local.
This is Sacktown Sports.
We are back. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Taking you up to 2 p.m. halfway through the show. For the afternoon portion of the show. Hopefully you're enjoying some lunch as we get you through and get you ready for Kings Blazers. And we are 15 minutes away from the most controversial topic on this Wasabi Wednesday. Oh, keeping it spicy. The most controversial topic that I have brought to these airwaves. And hopefully Chris does not walk out.
Yeah.
I really hope so. But it would make for great radio if he did. Especially if you're on the YouTube. And if you're on the YouTube, thank you for rocking with us. And if you are listening in your car or anywhere else, thank you for being with us. 916-339-1140 if you want to be a part of the conversation. But before we get to that question, we've been asking the question inside. And if you were listening yesterday, basically, Chris, out of the goodness of his heart, he brought in bagels, right?
Yeah.
So he brought in bagels. They were very good. He meant to have one jalapeno salsa schmear cream cheese and another normal one, right? But they accidentally gave him two jalapeno salsas. So, as you know, there's only certain bagels you can eat with that. So I said, Chris, what are you going to do with this chocolate bagel? So now I have gone on to say, if the Blazers win tonight, eight-point spread against the Kings, the Blazers, once again, missing a lot of their guys. They are missing Scoot Henderson. They are missing Anfernee Simons. They are missing Robert Williams. They are missing Ish Wainwright. Yes, the Kings are missing De'Aaron Fox. Yes, they're missing Trail Lyles. But Vegas doesn't care.
No.
Vegas doesn't care. They are still 7-point favorites. So I will, as we go through and put it in as well, I see you on the YouTube chat. Somebody said, King Chico said, if the Blazers win, I will cheer as it is one step closer to a Sabonis trade. That's
oh
cold-blooded.
Oh, my gosh. Come on,
that's cold-blooded,
y'all.
But thank you for playing. That's thank you crazy. For being a part of it. If the Blazers win, I will go that's back crazy. To that bagel shop, get a chocolate bagel, get jalapeno salsa cream cheese, and I will eat it on air.
That's not great. Yeah.
That's confident I am in a beam tonight.
I would also, eating something feels like the right level of punishment. Because, I don't want to shave my eyebrows.
No, you can't do that.
What? I was like, I could shave my facial hair, but I also just don't want to do that.
Okay,
that
sounds do whatever.
That sounds like a long-term punishment, and I'm not going to let the Kings have that level of control over my life.
Okay, take control. Just like LeBron.
Yeah, at the same time, everything else I can think of is pretty weak. Like, I told you I have, a Niners sweatshirt that I'd be willing to wear. Obviously, that wouldn't be my preferred outfit of choice. But, I would gladly wear it if that's a sacrifice I have to make.
What about jerseys?
I don't have any Niners jerseys.
No. Well, NBA jerseys, don't you?
I've got a Lillard jersey. I do have a Portland Lillard jersey, which...
I think you wear that.
I could wear it. Kind of feel,
We could all
it
hop on the
soft.
Chocolate.
I feel like I'm getting off.
Nate, do you have one?
I have a Jeff Teague Atlanta Hawks second stint jersey. I could wear that.
No.
But it'd have to be on Friday.
Right, you're here on Friday, and we don't want to just, so it's Kyle tomorrow, correct? Yeah.
So I'll pick something bad for Kyle to do. I think that's fair.
That sounds fair.
I say if the Blazers lose, we just make it nice and simple. If the Blazers win and the Kings lose, I think we all have to eat
the chocolate bagel
and a jalapeno salsa.
I can also see our good buddy Matt George. I saw he bought the Hot Ones Da Bomb sauce. Maybe
I saw that. Maybe, I watched that. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, maybe we can do something with that. Maybe I can ask Matt if we could borrow that for a day or two.
I'm into that.
So
because you'll see him at the game tonight.
Yes, I'll see him
at
the game.
We're not going to put in our eyes or anything, right?
Okay. No.
No, that would not be what
we got to finish the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't
hopefully,
know if we can finish the show with that.
Matt, if the Kings lose, can I grab some of that hot sauce and we'll have it back for you?
Yeah.
And we'll do that Friday?
I think I can make that happen. Yeah.
If they lose.
That'll probably make it easier.
If they lose.
Okay.
And the bagel?
And what are we putting it on? Yeah.
We could put it on the bagel.
On the bagel.
Oh, that's just.
No, I think I'm into that.
But it's like the bread absorbs. Like, you eat bread after you eat something hot.
I'm sure it'll still be hot.
Okay.
I don't think we got to worry about that.
I'm down for it.
Let's see here. Manny Too Legit says
maybe the toilet is
take a double shot of that hot sauce.
No. There's no way.
No way.
No, we can't. You can't take that straight.
Can't do that. That's so bad for your stomach.
Yeah, can't do no that. Way. Can't do that we again. We got to suffer. Finish the show.
Yeah, exactly. That's also a good point too. Is you know we can have a couple seconds of dead air, but I think there's an alarm that goes off
right.
after 15 seconds.
It's gonna be hard not to just watching curse. Your language yeah. during it. Yeah.
I said Hex Kitchen this morning. I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah. Hex Kitchen?
We were talking about the show.
Yes.
okay. So you talk to Matt George.
I'll talk
to him. If he's able to get you the hot sauce, we're able to get that taken care of by Friday.
Yep.
All good. Then you can give it right back to him. I don't know if you can take it into the...
Sure.
You take it, give it to him outside the arena.
Yeah.
So that's all good on Friday. Hopefully, Kings win and we don't have to do anything, but we will eat something and or eat the jalapeno bagel with the chocolate bagel, the jalapeno cream cheese chocolate bagel. If the Kings, and we're not talking about cover, you just got to win.
Yeah,
I don't care if they don't cover.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care.
It ain't got to be by
not
eight.
For that
beggars
hot sauce.
Can't be choosers.
No.
Okay?
So that's what we will do. And again, the Blazers are missing some of their big money guys. Anfernee Simons will not be playing. Robert Williams will not be playing. We hope he gets better with that knee issue that he's had. Ish Wainwright will not be playing. Not a big money guy, but another guy in general. And Scoot Henderson, their top draft pick, will not be playing, who's had a bit of a struggle coming into the league anyway, but you still care about it. So let's talk about it. Beyond our taste buds being singed if the Kings lose, you talk about panic time.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it will be panic time if they don't get this done.
Yeah, for sure, because then there's no talking yourself off of whatever ledge you're on or whatever. Like at that point, it is very clear and obvious that this team is really struggling and is not the team that we all thought they were. If you lose to the Houston Rockets twice, who we read that NBA.com power rankings before those two games, the Rockets were ranked 29th in terms of power rankings. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's not the end all be all, but it's just a sign that there wasn't much hope for this Rockets team before those two games. And then to lose to a Portland Trailblazers team that is probably one of the youngest and most unexperienced teams in the NBA. That's a brutal three-game stretch, not to mention the fact that, the Kings did also lose that game last Friday against the Warriors as well. So be a four-game losing streak. It would tie the longest losing streak of last year, which, happened in the first four games of the season and then never again. So, I would definitely say if the Kings lose tonight, it's definitely panic time. It's definitely at that point, we were joking yesterday about Monty McNair getting on some phones and calling some people. If the Kings lose tonight, it is seriously, it's to the point where you need to shake things up. And I don't think it has to be.
I'm going to head back upstairs.
We'll see ya.
It's not to the point where he has to make a move by the next game on Friday, but it's definitely I don't care what the results are going to be this next week. There's clearly still something that needs to be structurally fixed.
Well, it turns into the conversation of how bad can a team be before you're able to say or you feel comfortable saying that team isn't going to win a championship.
Yep.
And it's not you, it's not me, it's not anybody at this station or the fans saying championship or bust or anything like that. You were there at Media Day, right? That's what they were saying.
Yep.
That's what those expectations were. So where did that go? Where is the pride?
Yeah.
That's my question. So then it becomes, how many teams can lose like this? Because that four-game losing streak last season was not like this.
No.
De'Aaron was playing, but it was not like this. There were questionable calls, a lot of different things. So how bad can a team be even throughout the course of a long 82-game season, the shortest long season in sports, how bad can a team be and still turn it around and win a championship? Can a team that lost two games to the lowly Rockets without De'Aaron Fox and then lost to the Blazers, missing all those guys that they're missing, can a team like that turn it around?
Yeah.
How bad has a team been before? And I remember a couple years ago when the Celtics went to the finals, it was, I think they were 500 January, right? And then they turned it on and they became this great team. That's 500 in January,
right?
the basement and the slow starts. What's the slowest start a team has gotten off to and then made the finals? I don't know what it is, but if the Kings lose tonight, they got to be close to a very slow start. And I don't know, you know, they do it in football because it's easier because of less games. Teams that go 0-2 or 0-3,
right,
whatever it is,
60% less likely to even make the playoffs.
So
that stuff.
That's where we're at.
For
and
sure.
Honestly, one thing we haven't talked about, Chris, is just mentally. I'm really big on the mental aspect of sports, and you know, I hope nowadays I know a lot of these guys got sports psychiatrists, and I think is great. But just a mental aspect. If you know that you are not really worth any, you are the same level as a lottery team without De'Aaron Fox. That's not good for the mentals and the chickens.
No.
It's not good.
No, not good for confidence. It's not good for, you know, moments when, you know, De'Aaron Fox might miss more games than what we're seeing right now.
He missed 9 games last season.
Yeah, they need to feel confident as a squad, and it shouldn't be De'Aaron Fox dependent because you're never going to achieve anything if you're always relying on this one guy. And, it's it definitely starts to become the point of concern, but I do want to point out something you said yesterday that's really been sticking with me, that last year was also different because I think you said expectation.
Mm-hmm.
There was no expectations last year, essentially, and there's expectations this year. And when there's expectations, it's really hard to meet meet those expectations when they're so high. And the Kings just haven't really been expected to play like this. And frankly, last year, anytime they were expected to win, or you know, if it was a big game of clinching a playoff spot, took them like 3 games to clinch a playoff spot when they had an opportunity. This team also has an issue where in the biggest games they've played, they have not shown up. And you can do that game 7. You can do that last year losing to Minnesota. You can do it last year losing to the San Antonio Spurs at home to clinch a playoff series. So, or a playoff seed. There's tons of things that when you talk about the mental side of sports that really concern me about this team. And it's not just De'Aaron Fox deep. I think that these guys have a lot of stuff that they need to figure out, and they need to figure it out today, but because you don't want to go into that OKC game again feeling like you're sputtering and having that be the game that you're trying to make a comeback and look like your former self is against maybe one of your strongest opponents so far this season.
It is easier to exceed expectations than it is to meet them. And
yes,
that is what the Kings are figuring out right now. Got to get to a break. When we get back, it's time. The most controversial topic that I've brought up since moving to Sacramento and
so
in the
scary
history of Stiles and Watkins. You're going to want to listen to this. Get your calls ready. Get your text ready. Get your chat ready. You can boo me out of the studio if you want.
Can't wait.
But it is my duty to ask this question. Stiles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
Sactown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
Stiles and Watkins, Sactown Sports, 10th official episode.
You're about to bury the show right now.
Taking you up to 2 p.m. It is time. I know I've teased it.
Yeah.
And it is time to have the conversation. My wife told me not to do this. She told me not to go here.
I'm so scared.
Chris is very scared right now.
I have no idea. This is not a bit. Me and Nate have no idea.
No clue.
Alan has been teasing this all show. He told us the second I walked in today, he was like, I have a segment for us. I'm not going to tell you anything about it, but just know I've got a segment, and it's gonna make you upset, and it definitely might make people upset. And can I tell them what the only thing that you told me? Can I tell them even that?
No, or no, because I'm going to get into it right
now. Just roll it out. Go ahead.
916-339-1140 if you want to be a part of the conversation. We're going to go to Chris. We're going to go to Nate. We're going to go to the callers. We're going to go to the YouTube chat. We're going to go to the text line. The question is this.
Okay. Here we go.
The problem
with
having a shtick is that you never know when the shtick should end. And my question to you, the Kingdom, Beam regime, is this. If the Kings miss the playoffs or sneak into the play-in, lose early, right? Barely make it to the play-in, lose early, don't even get to the real playoffs. They miss the actual playoffs. Would you consider ending the Beam era?
No, I would not consider it. And I hate that you asked this question.
Why?
Wow.
Because, like, you can't end it because you start sucking, is what I...
So
like,
it's just a beam forever,
you
then.
Got a hard... No, I mean, if they were going to end it, they should have ended it last year after, like, that storybook season. To me, they're almost at a point now where the beam can't go away until the Kings win a championship.
What?
I mean, yeah, like, unless you're just going to say, like, hey, we actually don't want to spend money on the beam anymore, and that's the reason why it's going, I don't think you can end it just because... it started to become less fun. To me, that's like just a further admission of, like, if I were a comedian, which I'm definitely not.
You just say the
not,
era. You
I would just say,
the era. 2 years, it was a good run.
I would only want to remember it for last year then.
That is the problem with shticks, though.
Yeah.
And I love the beam. I want to see one tonight, but that is the problem with shticks. You don't know when they're supposed to end.
Spoken like a man who's never seen the beam in person.
I did. I only seen one because they can't win a dang game. I'm just saying, at what point would you say you're just going to do the beam forever? Because yeah. I'll be honest with you.
Chicago's still got Kevin that Herter, white flag.
No. Hold on. The Kings, and we are the Kings flagship, okay? The Kings, just yesterday, I believe, they posted. This is how bad it is with the Kings. They're reposting. Throwback to our first beam. They got to do throwbacks already.
Yeah,
and I'll be
great.
Honest with you.
That was not great.
When we watched the Lakers, right, and people started walking out and see Kevin Herter, I thought there'd be a little bit more energy behind Kevin Herter. Just, it's not the same as last season.
It's definitely not. No, I mean, it definitely hasn't been the same as last season, I should say. No, I mean, I just don't think that's the answer. Like,
I'm not saying it is the answer, but I'm saying because of the shtick, you're now connected to it.
Yeah,
and at
sure.
what point would you, if, hey, yeah, we're lighting the, I don't know, man. It's just.
You're already trying to kill this thing.
I'm not
okay?
trying. I'm asking a question.
Just
I'm
got
asking
here
a question.
You're trying to kill our favorite thing.
339-1140 all over on the YouTube chat. And also on the text line, 916, I'm with Chris. Beam stays at least until Monty and Mike are gone.
That
okay?
feels better. Because, yeah, it's got to be some sort of, like, ending of the era. Because then what happens if you end the beam after this season where, like you're saying, maybe they sneak into a play-in mm-hmm. or something? Well, what happens if the very next season they're in the Western Conference Finals and you just got rid of the beam because you overreacted to one bad season?
I'm not saying, I said consider. Okay, but now we can go two years.
Yeah.
You're setting it at a championship, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I think at this point, yeah. Like, that, I mean, if you're going to end it due to results, I think it has to be because
of a championship.
It's
part of the DNA now.
Or unless it is like a hard pivot of like, yeah, the Kings
Chris,
do what Brooklyn Nets did last
Chris,
year.
But Chris, if the Kings win a championship, there is no way on this earth they would get rid of the beam.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
There'd be three beams.
That's more so
what I'm
saying.
There'd be three beams coming out of
Golden
1. I think
there would be 16. I think it would be one for every single playoff
win.
Every playoff win would get a beam. That's my eventual goal with the beam for the playoffs.
916, always listen to your wife. That's fair. This
absolutely.
Is a bad idea. If the Kings miss the playoffs, the era is established by Fox or Sabonis like the Weber era. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's just got to be some sort of hard pivot
asking.
Away from like the Kings intentionally are no longer trying to be successful, if that makes sense. Like if, like the texter said, if Monty or Mike Brown or if De'Aaron gets traded or something drastic like that where the Kings clearly aren't going to be winning anywhere near 40-plus ball games.
But then
games.
The beam is even more important because you're not getting that many Ws.
That's
hey, guys, we get to light the beam tonight.
I said it's only 20 times this year,
yeah.
okay? You better make
Each
sure you're there when it's
beam is more
there.
Important.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see a beam. Look, I'm not saying, and I'm seeing here all over on the YouTube chat, Jess Escoto, I'm with you, Styles. We can't do it forever. Family Schlegel, it is an era thing. Epic era bees. Not yet, Styles. Okay, I'm just saying.
I think it's just not yet. Like, we just got it. It was so fun last year. They're off to, like, about as bad of a start as you could have in year two. But, mm-hmm. like, I think that what because the thing is, like, once the beam gets going, like, the Kings had a 7-game win streak last year.
And it was just
it's
on.
It's just on. It's just on every day. And you expect it to see, you're excited to see it. And it the crazy thing about last year is I see Jess saying, you know, it's already starting to get a little corny.
Whoa.
To me.
That's a Sacramento.
It hit every single time last year. And, like, as the games continued to get
more
important.
Okay, but Chris, you were in that building with me.
Yes.
That was my first Beam experience.
Yes. Yeah.
Was the energy the same lighting the Beam with Kevin Huerter in that Lakers win as it was last season?
No, but it's the first one. It was the first one
Shouldn't that be even more beamy?
Yeah, I mean, but you could also argue, I mean, we were there for the crowd that day as well. It was 50% Laker fans that day.
And that's yikes.
Yeah, I mean, that's
with the possibility of the first
normal.
Beam?
That's honestly
normal. Them
that's
and the Warriors, that's normal.
That's super normal.
Yeah.
If that crowd is 100% Kings fans, like on Friday, if the Kings in the in-season tournament, there's not going to be an Oklahoma City fan in sight. If the Kings win that game and let's...
With the new court.
With the new court, with it all. The unveiling of the new jerseys as well.
That's right.
The throwback
I need a
jerseys.
Beam that night.
Can't wait
That's the thing.
That.
I love a Beam, and I love a shtick.
Don't seem it like
just,
it.
No, really. It just made me think. I said, wow, at what point, what is the... Because I think about, okay, in
what
baseball.
Is the
in
yeah.
baseball, you know,
the
they
Halo
have all these
all
new...
Stuff, yeah.
They have all these new celebrations and... In Toronto, they put on a jacket.
Right,
and
the home
and,
runs.
And
all
yeah,
that
and
stuff,
they have
yeah.
the home runs. Well, when did this stuff end? 916 on the text line. Give me a break. Beam is here to bleep and stay. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to ask. They're down horrendous right now.
They are down.
And the hope is that in
bad.
About 2 weeks, you Chris will say, Alan, I got a segment for you. Remember when you sounded ridiculous?
Yeah.
When you said the Beam.
Remember when you should have listened to your wife?
That's
that
right.
That one of many times?
That's right. That's right. 5-3-0, the Beam should just signify that it's game night, regardless of a win or a loss going forward. Don't have to get rid of the Beam. I don't know. You can't just have it regardless.
Yeah, it's like it's a victory celebration. It's like, you know, back in the day, didn't people used to like sound horns after winning a battle or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's very much, you know, it's meant to bring people together and meant to be a part of the celebration. And, you know, the wins coming so sporadically
makes it
more special.
Maybe I just haven't seen
enough. Yeah, you just haven't
been
through
enough.
Maybe
I haven't seen
enough,
and that's not a shot.
And when you're without the Beam, you forget how just like, how great it is to have it back, you know?
I want it tonight. Real quick on the YouTube chat before we get to a break. V Hill 1, this is Sacramento. We care if the Kings win every game, so it stays forever. Manny Too Legit, Siles, just say you don't like the Beam. LOL, I'm kidding. I love the Beam. I love it. I'm just saying we should at least...
You're tripping.
We should at least have the conversation. At least have the conversation. And we will continue to have the conversation.
I very much disagree.
I'm not saying to get rid of it. I'm saying we should at least have the conversation. Because at what point...
I very much disagree.
You're just going to Beam forever.
Yes.
You're going to Beam
forever. Until further notice. We are Beaming. Well, not in the Beaming or Dreaming.
It's just like Belichick and the Patriots. You should move on from something before it loses its luster.
Sure.
And I would say
you're
going
to say after 1 year of success.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you cannot wait for a championship. Got to get to a break.
Tripping.
Calls, text when we get back. If the Kings miss the playoffs or barely sneak into the play-in, would you consider moving away? From the Beam, 916-339-1140, Siles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Live and local. This is Sacktown Sports.
Siles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Thank you for the update, Nate, as we take you up to 2 p.m. with a very, very interesting conversation. And look, I'm not saying to get rid of it.
Kind
of
sounds like it.
No, I'm not saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying to get rid of it. I'm saying, would you have that conversation? Would you at least think about it? And a lot of interesting things coming in YouTube chat on the text line, calls as well. And a lot of people are saying that it's the tradition and saying the chant of light the beam is even more important than the actual
beam itself, right.
At this point, the 916, the Beam is nowhere near as bad and tired as the Rally Monkey, and they're still doing that. That is from Thomas. There you go. Someone from the 530, maybe just get rid of the button celebration that lights the beam and just light the beam. But you have the player of the game.
Yeah.
Right, because the DPOG normally lights the beam as well,
not
right?
necessarily, no. I believe the person who lights the beam is kind of completely random slash up to Kings media.
So it's not always a player.
it is always a player.
Or
but
50
it's,
Cent. Could be 50 Cent.
But it's more than like Chemezi Metu lit the beat. Like, it's more just, hey, we need any of the players to address the crowd. And, of course, if it's somebody who had minimal or slight impact on the game, they'll take it. But for the most part, from what I understand, it's pretty random.
Okay. Family Schlegel on the YouTube.
I don't hate that idea, by the way. Yeah, just lighting it and not making it like so much of a presentation, because I do think the presentation to what Jess was saying earlier. Like,
I'll put it to you like this.
The presentation's a little corny.
Yeah, and I recorded it thinking, oh, this is going to hit, and it did not hit at all.
Yeah.
It did not hit at all. Family Schlegel, your wife is so smart. Yes, I definitely outkicked my coverage. King Chico, the chant is so uplifting. The chant is more important than the actual beam now.
If I could speak to that a little bit, that's, I think a lot of that is also the fact that, you know, the Kings were kicked for a lot of years, you know, especially Kings fans didn't have much to cheer about for a very, very long time. And again, it's really nice to have a rally cry. It feels good. It feels like we have an opportunity to kind of puff our chest out, and finally we're the ones who, you know, aren't the ones being laughed at or aren't the laughing stock. And it's just I think it's a very empowering, uplifting thing for Kings fans. I really do, especially on the road. Like, if you can go to a random game, if you just so happen to live in Portland, but you're a Sacramento Kings fan, you get to stand up and, you know, while everybody else is clearing out, you get to be that obnoxious jerk who's like, light the b-, and then you look over a couple sections over, there's like five other people, and, you know, it's a really cool thing, I think. I do, it's really interesting, I haven't thought about it, but I do think the rally cry is just as important, if not even more important than the beam itself. Of course, everyone in there, quite literally everyone in their mom takes pictures of the beam when it's up, but I think the cheer is really what makes it special.
Yeah, and I think that is probably the most important part of this. The 916, Florida State and the Braves have been doing the tomahawk chop for 93 years. Not really going to touch that because that is a
problematic,
dicey subject, but we understand what you are saying, and what it's making me think of now is teams that do and don't have that quote-unquote rally cry.
Right.
Okay? The Raiders, whether the Raiders are winning or not, and you heard Antonio Pierce at the
loved
end.
Loved it.
Raiders. And that's that, you have that.
Yeah.
Again, you ever go to a Warrior game or even on the road, Warriors,
so
which they
whack.
Probably kind of jacked
so
from the
whack.
Raiders a little bit. But they have
so
that,
whack.
Right? I'm trying to think of other ones off the top of my head. Other rally cries in sports.
Well, the Warriors one is jacked from the movie.
Oh, I guess it is, huh? Right.
And then the Raiders are very similar.
Right.
Yeah, so which came first?
I would probably guess Raiders came first.
Before the movie?
Movie's before, like mid-70s, early 70s, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
I would guess that the Raiders chant came first.
Yes.
Because the Warriors chant isn't exactly like the movie. Because if I haven't, of course, shocker, I haven't seen the movie. Mm-hmm. But from what my pop culture understanding is, it's a little bit more like Warriors. And
come
so
out.
Like,
yeah.
Warriors.
So I think the Warriors is very similar to the Raiders.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So there are those. There's the Rally Monkey. There's the Phillies were doing something. They were playing a song.
They play a stupid song.
The Vikings have the skull.
Yes.
And the skull is awesome.
That's
like,
right.
They're not taking the skull
away
from them at all. No,
right.
I mean, it's dope.
Right.
If
a team stunk, would they get rid of something? So I'm not
saying
to get rid of it.
Team Australia is going to do the haka against Team USA no matter what.
No matter what.
You know, so.
And even if they're not good.
No.
They're going to do it. So I'm not saying to get rid of the beam. It's been a fun conversation. All I'm saying is, would you consider it?
Yeah.
Has it crossed anybody's mind?
No,
or
just
is
yours.
It now?
Just yours.
No, no. You know what it is when is the last time? I think what's interesting is that when is the last time a tradition has been started lately, right?
Yeah,
all these
skull.
Traditions.
Yeah.
I don't know how long they've been saying Warriors.
Yeah.
I don't know how long they've been saying Raiders. I don't know how they've been saying Skull, but it's from a long time. They're talking about the
Skull
chop.
Is a little more Skull is probably the most recent because that started because of the World Cup in 2012, I want to say, when Iceland did it. And then the Vikings pretty much took it from the Iceland national team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the most recent. But before that, I mean, it's like before I was born. From what I understand, the Angels, they have the Rally Monkey, but the Kings also got the beam idea from the Angels used to light the halo, I guess. So it was probably that in the early 2000s. But even then, I don't think the halo lighting of the halo was nearly as big as what the beam. I was a child when that was happening, but it didn't seem like everybody knew that that's kind of what the Angels did. You know, it's not like the Cubs waving the W flag or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, the W. So there's that one as well. I'm just thinking here, going back to the beam. Yeah, I guess that's the thing. When you hear people say, oh, yeah, the beam team, right?
Yeah.
I think it's just differentiating that the beam team is now the Kings.
Yeah.
The beam team isn't the 2022-2023 Kings.
Yeah.
The beam team is now the Kings.
The Kings.
That was the original beam team. Mm-hmm. But if this is now a tradition and not a shtick, then every team is the beam team. The Kings are now, should in Wikipedia, be also known as the beam team.
I like what you just said there, because I think that's the right way of framing this. Is this a tradition or is this a shtick?
Yes.
Because traditions, as the texter said, with the tomahawk chop and all that stuff, traditions last forever.
Right.
Shticks, they could be 2 years. They could be 15,
that's what I'm saying.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And that's what we don't really
know. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Right? We don't really know. That's what we're trying to figure out.
It feels more like a tradition. I would say with how much it was embraced, and I would say, to maybe to your point, the winning definitely plays a major part in it. Because if the Kings win 60 games through 2 years, like, I don't know if it makes sense for the beam.
The battery would be great in the beam.
Exactly.
You wouldn't need a new battery.
You might be brighter than ever because it's just like it's been storing up energy for so long.
Right.
It's just like ready to
shine.
It's
barely being used.
Yeah. Maybe we could turn it into a bat signal or something like that. I don't know. Maybe we could repurpose it. I don't know.
No, you can keep rocking it.
I think the problem is going to be, how does the beam evolve? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, after 1 year, they've already made it significantly thicker, as we've talked about. But, like, in 5 or 10 years, it's like, all right, yeah, like, to the point, what's different? What's different about this beam than, I've been watching this beam for 5 years now. Does it still hit the same?
All the other traditions that we talked about haven't changed, though.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to change.
Maybe they can improve the in-court beam, to your point, the beam that they tried to have inside Golden 1 Center to look like it was shooting through the roof didn't quite hit. Maybe they improved that or something, but I don't know. I'm starting to maybe hear what you're saying, but I'm still not agreeing with it.
I'm not trying to get rid of the beam. I'm saying, number one, if this is a tradition, then sure, then you have to do it forever.
Yeah.
You cannot end it.
No.
I was not sure whether it was being presented as a tradition or a shtick.
They haven't made a statement.
You know what? Yeah. We're going to work. We're going to put Nate to work. We're going to slide into some DMs, and we're going to work on getting the Kings marketing department in here. Somebody from Kings marketing, be like, hey, are you marketing this as a shtick?
We want a definitive answer.
Or a tradition. Yeah. That's what we want to know. Got to get to a break. When we get back, keys to the game. What are the keys to the game tonight for the Kings as they take on the Blazers? Styles and Watkins, and more of your beam thoughts. Let's keep it going. Sacktown Sports.
Sports. Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. A little over an hour with you as we've been talking about a lot of good conversations. And Nate, I'm not sure I got your take on the beam.
Yes, you did not. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, the way you're glaring at me, I don't.
I have a different stance than Watkins.
Whoa. Okay.
I might have a controversial take on this.
Okay.
I kind of thought it should have been a one and done thing last year.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, Simone's not feeling
Simone's
that.
Back.
Chris isn't either.
Hi, Simone.
Oh, she can't hear you. I have my mic on. Sorry.
I still say
hi. Hey, Watkins says hi. And yeah, so I think it should have been a one and done thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of a special thing for that 1 year. Like you said, when do we end it now? Do we just
do it
forever?
I can't believe you guys are trying to get us canceled.
No, I'm not. I'm asking questions.
We are live and local, and we are going to get canceled.
We ask the hard questions, Simone.
Yeah.
That's our duty.
And I give the hard answers.
There you go.
Always.
Simone, so what? You're just going to be beaming until thy kingdom come?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. That's
fine. Beam me right up until heaven.
Okay.
Or wherever.
Beam me up, Scotty. Yep. That's fine. That's
I actually
fine.
Kind of agree with Nate in the sense of if they weren't going to do it forever, they should have just done it for last year.
And that's why we're going to get the marketing director on the line and figure out, is this a tradition now?
Yeah, coulda, shoulda, woulda.
I don't think you're going to get any answers. If I'm not mistaken, they trademarked it. They trademarked like the beam as well.
I'll go in on Friday and I'll talk to some people.
The problem is that it's too financially successful for the Kings.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. How much beam merch do they have now? You see, halfway through the season, they figured it out. They had everything. They had a defensive player, the chain of the game chains, mm-hmm. which is different. I mean, similar, different.
Right.
But yeah, Simone's got a shirt on. So a light the beam shirt.
Wow. I have a very interesting text that just came in. It's a little bit niche, but not really. And let me know how you feel about this, Chris. This is from the 916.
Okay.
It's talking about the beam being a bit of a spoiler.
Oh, yeah.
For those that don't get to watch the game live, is it just, hey, sorry, not sorry?
Yeah.
And those who don't get to watch the game live.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a good portion of people for varying reasons.
Right.
Some people, you know, work in this, you know, bartenders.
And
or
I'm
whatever.
Wondering if the Kings won. I'm driving home. I see the beam. Oh,
and
great.
And now I don't have to watch the game.
Now, do the Kings care about that with, like, we said all the marketing and business opportunities?
No,
probably not.
They're laughing to the bank.
Yes, that is probably, when you talk about pie chart, that is not very, that is not going to have a big part of the pie. But I do, it is a thing. I agree. If you want to go home and DVR the game and you're driving home and you can't close your eyes and
you
say,
just kind of go like this.
Yeah,
you just kind of put your hand
while you're
over
driving.
Your forehead. You're good.
That is not safe to do while driving. But yeah, I never thought about that. Spoiler, because I have a buddy who DVRs all the games.
Yeah, we had an issue with that. If I'm not mistaken, Rami would talk about that all the time, where he would he lived in Midtown, and so he would drive home, you know, sometimes not watch the game and then try and watch it home at late at night, and he would see the big, I think he called it the big spoiler in the sky, which is pretty much what it is. But like you said, I just don't think the Kings really care about that. That's a very niche-specific problem that, you know, I'm sorry, they kind of don't. They're just not going to care about that specific subset of people. But I definitely agree that it is
it's a
spoiler.
It's for sure.
Because I'm definitely one of those people where if you tell me the score, I'm not watching the game. It's spoiled for me at that point. Like, I don't need to see the process of how they got there if at the end of the day you don't have the angst and anxiety of not knowing what all of these, you know, random shots are going
to
mean.
Right. And the 916 goes on to say, now I have to avoid looking to the West, walking with my head down because I'm a Kings fan, not because I'm a Kings fan in shame. Well, yeah, look, it's definitely a thing, but I do think the amount of fans that, and I don't know if DVR is still even the term, but I do think the amount of fans that don't get to watch the game live but still watch the game later is probably higher than we think.
Sure.
But unfortunately, the Kings are not going to shut down the beam because of that.
No.
And I don't think the 916 is saying to do so. That is an issue that I didn't really think about. You know, it's very similar to me. So I was late watching Succession.
Succession.
Still tried to get on the train. And what happened? Succession, the finale happened.
Whoa, no.
And
no,
you
no,
couldn't
know.
No. That's what I'm saying. You couldn't do anything without. And Succession's not in my algorithm.
Sure.
I never finished watching it because I saw the finale on Twitter. I saw all the spoilers on Twitter and I didn't even ask for it.
Right.
So now I have no reason to finish watching that show, as good as everybody says it is. So very similar to that. You're going to go home, you're going to DVR, but you already saw the beam. So you know how it ends. But I do think there are a lot of people that say, hey, well, I don't know how we got there.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, frankly, again, I'm somebody who loves basketball, loves all sports.
Right. We just don't have time.
If I know the result, that's what we're watching the game for, is to figure out the result. So, you know, I can look at stats and maybe piece together who had the good game from there. But I would say that's definitely the most legitimate excuse for maybe. I mean, again, they're not going to change their opinion on it, but that is definitely an undeniable just downfall of the beam. It is the world's greatest spoiler for sure.
Yeah. Definitely is. All right, as we get to the keys to the game to hopefully see a beam tonight, which I am not trying to get rid of. I am just simply stating.
I just can't wait for me to go to the arena and then everyone's going to be like, where's Alan? Where's your partner? I heard what he said today, so he's not going to show his face. I don't know, man.
I can't show up today.
No.
I can't show up today. I'm sorry. I'm afraid to show up today.
I'll just say, guys, like, he's got a legitimate excuse. His baby's trying solids for the first time.
Yeah, we're trying solids for the first time.
You know, and hopefully he would love to be here, though.
Watching a beam. AJ Cruz 75 at Allen Styles. Spelled the name right. I love to see it. Thank you, AJ. You still need to give it a shot. Knowing the ending without knowing the height of the stakes means nothing. TV shows, again, are better than one-off sports. I think he's talking about Succession. All right.
Yes.
When I got time,
I still got time.
I will. 916-339-1140. Let's hear from Lori, who wants to talk beam. What's up, Lori? You're on Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports.
Well, not only the... Oh, wait. Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I just turned my radio down.
We got you.
We can hear you.
Okay. Well, not only does the beam, you know, I have to drive with my hand over my eyes, but the pizza parlor down the street from me lights a beam now, too. So,
oh. Wow.
So, yeah, I've got my hand over my eyes most of the time now. Crazy. Well,
you got to be safe while driving. Don't do that while you're driving, Lori.
That's terrible, man.
That's while I'm driving. Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? But, you know, I love the beam. What am I going to do?
Yeah. I hear you. Thanks for the call, Lori.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Look, they're all
businesses,
they're
homes. You can drive down your neighborhood, and someone might
just
have their own beam. You know,
right.
I've got colored lights in my house, so like when the Kings win, my roommates like to change our front porch lights to purple. Like,
but that's why it's not going to go anywhere, and that's why it's getting closer to tradition.
Yeah,
right. Was anybody a beam for Halloween?
Oh my gosh,
that would have been a great costume.
That would have been fantastic. Not that I've seen, actually.
Simone, that could have been
I'm
you.
Shocked.
You
yeah,
came
that,
in as a beam.
Yeah. That,
expect
that,
more
like,
out of you.
Scream Simone.
Wow.
Instead she showed up French Simone,
yes.
And you could have been the beam.
We want beam. That's what it should have been.
You guys are really, really on my case today.
I'm just saying,
you
come in hot.
And I'm just trying to relax.
No.
I'm
just
trying to
cut some
criticism about you should have been a beam when you guys didn't even dress up for anything.
I was Tim Anderson. Just not in the studio.
No. Yeah, I'm turning off my mic.
All right. Good talk. Keys to the game as we get ready for Blazers Kings, and hopefully we won't have to eat. What's the name of the hot sauce?
The Bomb.
The Bomb hot sauce.
Yeah. I'm actually excited to eat it. So
Nate's
maybe
actually
just rooting
for
you're
the Blazers.
You're excited
tonight.
To eat it. If the Blazers win, man, that's not going to be a good time.
I don't want the Blazers to win, but I do want to try it.
If you want to try it anyway, you can still try it.
Maybe I'll just ask Matt for the sauce, and then just the next time the Kings lose, we'll
right,
do it.
Right, yeah. Right. We can roll over.
I don't think the Kings are going to lose the rest of the season.
A lot of beams.
Or if we want, Nate, I mean, we could have it so regardless somebody has to eat the sauce. Like, if you want to root for the Blazers tonight.
No,
you know,
I'm not
you can...
rooting for the Blazers.
How about?
I'm
how
down.
About...
My teams aren't doing very well right now. I'm not turning on them.
How about Chris and I will eat the sauce if the Blazers win? You eat the sauce if the Kings win.
Pitch that one more time. I'm sorry.
If the Blazers win, Chris and I eat the sauce.
Okay.
If the Kings win, you eat the sauce.
That feel like you're putting a fence in between me and you guys. Like, you guys don't want me to be
what
part of the show.
Here?
You guys don't want
glass.
Me to be part.
I'm trying to
all of a sudden, like, wait.
I'm trying to Pete Rose you.
There is no way Kyle is going to be eating any
There's
sauce.
Zero
no, we're rolling it over to Friday.
Yeah we're
all
doing
right,
it
Nate,
Friday.
Look, I'm trying, man.
I appreciate you trying, but it also feels like you don't
and
want me
And I also
me
don't
here.
Like your tone. I don't like your tone.
You're the one attacking me.
I'm not.
I'm sorry. Time out, everyone. Can you guys explain to me and maybe any listeners who may have missed this segment earlier?
Sure.
You guys are doing some sort of bet?
Yeah, because the Blazers have a ton of players missing.
Of course.
So we're just hoping that the Kings figure it out. That's all this was.
Should.
Innocently enough, this is what this was all about. It evolved from a bagel, a chocolate bagel, to now the hot sauce. And Nate wants to try the hot sauce, but also wants the Kings to win. So I'm trying to connect those dots for Nate.
I want the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Hannah I'm trying
Montana.
To give it to you.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll probably just try it anyways, but I'll do a lot more if they lose. I'll do like painful where it just sucks.
Okay. And now, HR, if you're listening, this is not.
Get the milk ready.
Oh, man, yeah.
I'm lactose intolerant. That's a ticking time bomb.
We got to finish the show, man.
Okay, sorry.
We got to finish the show. We'll have a sub ready for you on Friday because it ain't going to matter because
the Kings
are going to win.
Winning,
and
so this
is how they're going to win.
Nice hypothetical.
Yes, with the keys to the game as we are about a minute away from a break. So we will get to those when we get back. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.